I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Run by the guys, super nice. L.I.L.'s London Info Live.
Hello, Dr. Listney, welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live. That's a weekly improv comedy show right here on k2kradio.com. Every Friday, and it's obviously a podcast as well. Thanks for joining us again, Dr. Listney. It's a weird one today. I've not got a co-host, unfortunately. I'm here going solo, back to the old school, but we tried that a couple weeks ago, and it was fine, wasn't it? I get on without my co-hosts, all right? It's not like it's my only opportunity to hang out with my dear friends or anything, and see how their week's been and have some support while I do the show. I could do it on my own, it's all right. I guess this is the point I tell you about my week. It's been a bit uneventful, really. Not much has really happened. I've kind of just been reflecting, a lot of self-reflection this week, and I thought about something that we talk about on the show quite often. Most episodes, especially when we hear his voice on a jingle, we always give him a shout out. And I saw him recently, and he's actually yet to fulfill a promise he made. I'm talking, of course, about Mark Tindall from Duck Duck Goose, with a surname that sounds similar to a famous dating app. So we told him to create the Tindall app to match improvisers together on dates. It's something that's much needed in the world of London improv, or at least in my world. And I've been pushing him, and every time I tell other improvisers about the app, they get really excited and they think it's a great idea, because there's so many sleaze bags on Tinder that, you know, you don't want to be associated with. I brought him in. It's a weird episode today. We've not got a guest team or anything. It's actually just Mark Tindall. Mark Tindall, hey, man. Hey, how are you? Your mic wasn't on. Hey.
Even better. Hello there, Talal.
Hey, buddy. thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, dude. I mean, obviously a little offended there by you saying that you didn't have any of your friends and buddies about. You know, I'm just sat here across the desk just staring through that opening monologue, man. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, I know we've got like a working relationship here. We've got a good professional thing going on. But
yeah.
Come on, we hang socially.
Yeah, we have done.
That improv thing.
Not as often as I'd like. Like that other night when you took a bunch of people, all loads of different improvisers from different teams. Yeah, you had Keith and Zach and Sherry and Mike. You all went to McDonald's.
Yeah, we did do that.
Had happy meals, and then you...
We were building a new team, you know. Come on, you know. I mean, I've only got like six teams on the go at the moment, so you know, we were looking actually to develop something new.
And
you know,
and then you just happened to leave me out of the invite list,
dude. You know, you're a talented man, but you know,
I'm a what man?
You're a talented man.
Oh,
God! Don't dare ask what you thought I said.
No, you said a word we don't use anymore. Let's
skim on, yeah, because I'm good at... Wow, I'm confused, but okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm a talented man.
Yeah, you're a talented man.
I'm an asset to any improv team.
You know,
I'm not like always going off and like I'm not always a loose cannon.
I
actually have certain subtleties to me that people have yet to discover.
Yeah, I frequently see that when you and Luke are together on stage. You know, it's an act of built around grace and subtlety.
Oh. See, you say such nice things to my face, Mark, but you don't invite me to these things. And I know you, you, You also agree that the Tinder Lab would be a great asset to the improv community.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, every time I listen to the show and, you know, it's brought up, it's like, we need that.
Yeah, we need that.
We need that. You know, that's somebody should get on and do that. You know.
Yeah, you should. What do you mean, somebody, Mark? You've got the name. You've got the business acumen. And you've got the idea. Just bloody do it. Put a team together and make it, man.
I'm more of an ideas kind of guy, you know. I like to sort of have it out there, and you know, the person that really wants it is gonna step forward and make it happen. You know, and franchise out my name. I understand the limited company potential of my name.
Look, I, you know what? Ordinarily, I wouldn't be bothered, okay? But it's actually now had an effect on my life.
Oh, well, okay.
I was at an improv show the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, and there was some, you know, awesome teams playing. It was hilarious. But I caught the eye of a lady across the room.
Mm.
And just the sight of her filled me with... If all I can describe it is as a pink cloud bursting through my chest and puffing me up, and
kind of like a sort of, you know, alien but with love, you know, this sort of chest burster of need, just
a chest bursting of love and passion. Yeah,
yeah.
I was,
and then I've never felt the floor like of the
that.
Miller.
Yeah. Never felt like that before. I was swept away. My heart almost stopped, and I
okay.
realized that I had not known love before. Mm.
Big man, it's big.
And as I was walking over to go and talk to her, someone just her improv team just grabbed her and said, "It's time to warm up," and they went outside and they would start playing Zip Zap Zop.
Yep.
And all I could do was watch forlornly through the window as they zipped and zapped and zopped
and boinged.
And boinged. Is boing one of them?
It's a variation.
Oh. So I don't normally play Zips. I play one called Bada Bing Bada Boom. We do an Italian Mafia version of it.
I used to play like a sort of Cockney...
Oh, the EastEnders one. EastEnders yeah, that's a good one too.
Get out my pub.
Yeah, yeah. No, but they were playing Zip Zap Zop.
Yeah.
And I saw one guy zip her,
mm-hmm.
and she giggled and laughed.
No.
And I was like, she's in love with someone else.
So the chest burst of love just hammered straight back into you at that
point. It kind of went up and got me in the eye.
Ooh.
And I just started crying.
Yeah.
And I ran. I couldn't stay for the rest of the night. I didn't even watch their performance.
Oh, man.
And I just thought to myself, if Mark Tindall had fucking created, excuse the language, that bloody app, I would have been able to see if she's on there. And I would be able to know for sure if she's... Because I'm riddled with insecurities, and I can't go talk to a girl. I don't know what even the first thing to say. It took me so much just to even begin walking towards her before she was taken away. I was just furious, Mark, to be honest. I was furious.
Okay, dude, I mean,
like, you've literally made me more lonely than I was.
Is it because, like, you know you're lonely now? Is that what's making it worse? Like, you know,
I guess the biggest problem is that I'll never know
how
alone I am, because there's no such app.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can only apologize. You know, I'm a busy guy. You know, I've got a lot of work. I've got no particular technological developing skills.
And then that's when I went home. I went on Facebook to see if you were online, if I could tell you about it. And there I saw your status. At McDonald's, creating a new improv team.
Yeah, checked in at McDonald's in Brixton. Yeah, sorry about that, man. You know, it wasn't cool, but, you know, you get caught up in the moment, you know. And
no, fuck you, Mark.
Okay, well...
I brought you here to tell you once and for all, I'm done. I don't care if you make the app.
Okay. Wow.
I don't care about... I have to... This is for my own good. I have to block you out. I have to tell you I don't care about you anymore. And, you know, if you just drop dead now, I wouldn't fucking give a shit.
Oh, wow, okay.
Excuse my language, Dr. Listening.
Jeez, I mean... Dude, I'm sorry,
I don't care.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? It's probably about time that you... Wait, who turned out the lights? Who turned out the lights? What's going on? Mark? Just turn on the lights again. Mark, where... Mark! Where have you gone? Mark! Oh my God, there's nothing here but... In your seat, there's just a pool of blood. What's happened to you? Mark! Oh my God, I was just talking to him. I bet... Oh, someone's at the door. Yes, come in! Come in!
Yes, hello there. Hello, I heard raised voices.
Oh, thank God you're here, detective.
Yes, I've heard raised voices in the distance. Sorry, I've just moved in the office opposite you.
It's okay. Detective Rough Touch, thank God you're here.
Yes, my name is Detective Rough Touch. Detective Malcolm Rough Touch.
I know your name.
Sorry,
You've been a resident here at SK Studios for the last week. You're a new arrival here.
Yes, sir. I just presume people haven't heard of me.
How's your office, all right?
Oh, my office is... My God, sir, you've got blood on your sofa.
I know. You won't believe what just happened. You know what? I think this might be a case for you, Rough Touch.
This sounds like a case for Malcolm Rough Touch.
I think it is. I was just here literally 40 seconds ago. I was just talking to my friend Mark.
Right.
Well, I say friend, but that's not important.
Yes, let's not get down to brass tacks on these things. Mark whom?
Tyndall.
Mark Tyndall, eh?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
He's an improviser.
Yes, and what about him? Is he turned into a pool of blood?
I haven't the slightest. Surely that's impossible.
I'm not sorry, that was attempted.
I was just talking to him and the lights went out.
A missing persons case, eh?
And then there was a loud noise and some struggling. And then I turned the light on and he was gone. And what was left was a pool of blood. Ah. As if, just like you say, he had himself turned into it.
I had to clarify, that wasn't specifically what I was suggesting. I was more attempting a pithy response.
Oh.
But you're right. This does sound like a case for Malcolm Rough Touch.
Can you help, detective?
I just said this is a case for Malcolm Rough Touch.
I wasn't listening. Sorry, I'll take these headphones off.
Yes, take the headphones off. You have to understand. You've got a missing person here. Well, no, you don't have a missing person here. You now have a person missing. There is a pool of blood on the sofa. This doesn't look good for you. If the police get involved, I'm afraid you'll be in deep trouble.
Are you saying I'm a suspect?
Everyone's a suspect, Alau.
Surely not me! I can't you see I'm distraught?
You're wearing a Hulk Hogan t-shirt.
Yes.
That could mean anything.
Like what? Name three things it could mean.
He's a very aggressive man. One, it means you watch wrestling shows. They're a violent pastime. Two, he has not got a very clean sheet. He is no longer affiliated with the WWE because he has a dirty, dark past. If you're a fan of him, that casts poorly upon your character. And three, he is of a time gone by where, I don't know, it's an old-timey thing.
Goddamn, detective, you got me down to a T.
People who like old-timey things.
How do you do that?
Listen, this isn't my first rodeo. My name is Malcolm Rough Touch, PI.
You're right, I do have a dark past. I used to experiment on my pet guinea pigs when I was a child.
I beg your pardon? You experimented on your pet guinea pigs?
When I was a child.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, I once sewed their legs together.
You...
And I sewed the palms of their feet together and put one on their back so it looked like the other one was walking on a mirror. And another time, I stuffed their cheek pouches full of liquid nitrogen.
What?
To see if I could freeze the cheeks and take them off and use them for my own purposes.
Good God. The depth of the animal cruelty you've just described, plus the Hulk Hogan t-shirt, plus the pool of blood on the sofa. He's breaking. Okay, I'd better get my
recorder. I swear it wasn't me. Look, surely you should case the joint.
Let me just shine a light in your face.
Was it you? No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm innocent.
Okay.
He was a friend.
Right. And whereabouts do you know this friend? You say he's an improviser.
Yeah. Oh, you know this radio station here? I have one of the shows here.
Right.
And I do an improv show here every week, every
right.
Friday.
Yes.
And I invite improvisers from around London and the world to come and join and display the best of improv every week for listening pleasure of Dr. Listney.
Excellent.
And we were just in the middle of one of our shows.
Oh, right. Interesting. And presumably he's had to come here from a prior location. I'm trying to find...
You're right! I was angry with him!
Goodness gracious, I'm better than I thought. What would you angry
okay.
about?
He, He didn't follow through on promises.
Right.
I was banking my entire romantic future on the development of an app that I was hoping he'd make.
Right.
And he wouldn't invite me to McDonald's.
So you've just given me three different sets of motive.
But I'm being honest with you, detective.
Right.
And I swear to you, it wasn't me.
Right. Okay. Well, that does help my investigation somewhat in the sense that, okay, this app he was developing. Interesting. Well, there happens to be a software developers conference down the road. I wonder whether that could possibly be...
But the problem was he wasn't developing the app.
So you say.
Oh.
I'm joining the dots. There's a software developers conference
down the road. Oh, the bastard! He was developing it and he didn't want me to know about it! Another visitor. Do come on in. It's not like we're just trying to solve a murder in here or anything.
Oh, hi, Talal. It's me, Jerry, the intern from across the way.
I can see that, Jerry. Hi.
How are you?
What have I told you about coming in here and interrupting the shows?
Oh, really, really sorry, Talal. I just noticed that you didn't have a co-host or a guest or anything, and I thought, I like jokes, and I just thought maybe I could.
Can you see that pool of blood, Jerry?
What? No. Who? I was in the other room the whole time.
Well, there's a pool of blood there where Mark Tindall was, my guest for today.
Oh.
And when I said murder earlier, I'm not actually sure. He's just not here, okay? He's missing. There's a pool of blood. And I'm currently really traumatized about all this, Jerry. I'd love a cup of tea if that's all right.
Oh, sure. So you're not going to do the show, then?
Jerry, how many improv shows have you ever done in your life?
I'm 100 million in my dreams.
In your dreams. Can you even name a joke? Tell us a joke, Jerry.
Okay. How many improvisers does it take to turn on a light bulb?
How many?
Well, I'm not sure. I have to make that part up.
All right, Jerry. So the minute you make me laugh, I'll let you be a guest on the show. How's that for a deal?
Okay, I'll go.
For now, get my teas. Yes. And my shoes are waiting outside to be polished. All right? And I still haven't seen that report of last week's show. I wanted the breakdowns of the listenership and what landed, what didn't land. Okay, you got to follow through with your internship responsibilities before I even consider having you as a guest. Now get the hell out of here before I take my belt off again.
Okay, sorry to laugh.
All right.
Interesting. A turbulent relationship with young...
Sorry you had to see that.
It's quite all right. I'm just here trying to solve a mystery in what seems to be an open crime scene, by the way. You allow your intern to run in here, sit down on the sofa by the microphone.
Hey, I didn't know...
Next to the pool of blood, by the way.
I'm not a copper. I don't know how to seal a crime scene. I thought you would come and help with that stuff.
Well, yes, that would have been...
Tell me what to do, Dick. That's what we call detectives, right?
That's private Dick to you.
Sorry.
Listen,
I didn't mean anything by it, rough touch, Suz.
Remind me the name of that young intern.
Jerry, I think.
Jerry.
I don't really remember.
You don't know the name of your own intern.
It's an intern.
You're this character profile.
If he hadn't come in and
downhill
said...
Downhill to now, Kalkuti. My goodness. Well, I think maybe I might have some more questions for young Jerry. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to continue with my investigation. Would you care to come with me to in case you spot any familiar characters? You're the only link I have to this case.
You want me to come with you?
Listen, this software developer...
Surely you don't need... Okay, I'll come with you.
You're my only link. I need you to come with me.
All right, but look at me. I'm crying. I can't stop crying. I'm in fits. You sure? Okay, I'll come.
Put the mixing desk in your backpack and we'll take the goddamn radio station, all right?
Oh, yeah, this bloody show is going. All right, yeah, it's a good thing this is transportable. Yeah, I'll just pack up this broadcasting gear with me. Whoa, I pressed the button. What's that?
Error. What's that? Danger. Danger. Danger.
There's smoke coming out of there.
Okay, I didn't need to... All right, I think I'm all set. It's in my backpack.
Danger.
Sorry about that. I pressed the button.
Now listen here.
It's a jingle button.
I want you to know I'm a consummate professional. I am going to be collecting evidence and interrogating suspects. I just need you to keep your cool and tell me if you recognize anyone.
Sure thing.
Great.
Rough touch.
That's Malcolm Rough Touch to you.
All right, Malcolm Rough Touch to
me. Thank you. This sounds like a case for Malcolm Rough Touch. Let's just go through the door.
Off we go. All right.
Oh, there are some terrified children outside.
Oh, it's a cold night tonight, isn't it, Rough Touch? Oh,
it is. It's cold on my old bones, yes. You might say that.
How old are you?
I'm 73.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're still in the biz.
Still in the biz, that's right.
You must have seen some wild stuff in your time, huh?
Talal, I have seen things you wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion.
Wow.
I have seen sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. And yet all these moments in time will be lost. Like tears in the rain.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Blade Runner. I just thought that was appropriate for the moment. I just love that film. I just thought you look like a film fan. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I did. It's just that, I mean, I'm not in a good place for
no
quips.
But he's also a detective. Dirk.
Oh yeah. What was his name again?
So
your knowledge of Blade Runner ends somewhere, doesn't it? Anyway, you're not a film critic. You're a detective.
This is true. I'm not a film critic. Look, I'm just. Look, here's someone handing out flyers.
Oh,
yes. Hang on.
What are they flyers for?
Excuse me, sir. Let me borrow your flyer. This is a flyer for an app called Winder.
Winder?
Winder.
What does it do?
I'm not sure.
I could just tell you what it does if you wish to know.
Oh, yes. Please do tell me, sir. Yes, very good.
Well, it's all about you sort of take it, using wind-up clocks as an inspiration for dating. You see, you take two people together, and you give them a certain amount of time together. You see, like a wind up clock at a certain amount of time, then you wind them up, and off they go together. Then that time comes up, boom, they're gone, and then if they want to get back together, then you charge them £50.
Interesting, it's a
wind up.
And you say this is a dating app?
Yes.
You see, Talal, another dating app. Mm. There's a connection here.
Has it got any niche in market that you sell it to?
Well, we've been looking at sort of particularly niche comedy markets in particular, because they're sort of filled with lonely, desperate people. We found it. You know, the correlation between loneliness and creativity is quite substantial and grows
it's
ever
true.
Stronger. In the niche forms of comedy, which are less appreciated by the wider London public.
Oh, this is fascinating. It's a rival. My God, Kakuti, you're crying. You're literally crying here.
I just wish I'd met him 2 years ago instead of that dickhead Tindall.
For God's sake!
But his voice is fucking irritating, isn't it?
I'll have you know, he has a stutter. That's basically a disability. You can't be so rude.
Actually, it's an affectation.
Oh, you're doing it on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I knew it.
I like to create a of mystery about me and really just take up more of your
time.
Is that a
curly tail sticking out the back of your trousers?
What if it is?
Wait a minute. Are you alluding to what I think you're alluding?
Perhaps. I don't know. He just sounds familiar, doesn't he?
Excuse me, sir. Could you possibly just say the following words? That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Interesting. Interesting development.
I don't know how important that is, but something I... Well, I've got a good eye, haven't I? Rough touch.
You've got a great eye, Talal. Now, let me ask you this question. How would you like a bacon butty? Or how about some pork chops, Talal?
Oh, my stomach is grumbling at the sound of that.
I might just take my leave.
You're not going anywhere. Come here. Hold it.
No.
Stop struggling.
Oh, I see.
You're not who you claim to be, are you?
Yes. Come here, piggy.
No. You can't do that to me.
Now tell me, what's your name? Your real name. Enough of this. I'm gonna knock this hat right off your head.
His pork pie hat.
Let me in just my waistcoat.
That waistcoat, and you're not wearing any trousers?
No.
What happened to the trousers he was wearing?
Listen, here's the reveal. Cartoon characters don't wear trousers.
I thought those were fake pig-shaped novelty trousers, but they're just your legs.
Just my legs.
Uh-huh.
And body.
I knew it. Porky Pig.
Porky
Let's
Pig.
Let's just say it.
No.
What are you doing here in London?
Well, I am the old business isn't what it used to be. So I nobody wants a talking anthropomorphic pig anymore that jumps out of a drum. So, damn it, it's all apps. So I thought Porky's going to get himself a bit of that, and he's going to get in the business.
Hey, I've never met this guy before in my life.
Right.
He does have an app suspiciously close to what Mark was designing.
Yes.
However, I can't believe that him and... I don't know. There's something about this guy. He seems desperate and he seems to have enough of a complicated backstory that I don't think he'd get involved in some sort of murder.
He's hiding something.
Have you got a business card, Porky?
Yes, of course, in my waistcoat pocket. If you want to get it out, I'm afraid the old trotters aren't very dexterous.
Thanks. I'll take this and here, take mine and give me a call when your app's ready.
I will do. Thank you, desperate comedian.
His name's Talal. Thank you. Very
I didn't
much.
Even tell him I was a comedian.
I can tell you're wearing a checked shirt and a Hulk Hogan shirt, so you're clearly a comedian.
This guy's voice is really busy. Can we go somewhere else?
Listen, if you're going to be a detective, you're going to have to. I've decided I'm now going to train you as a detective.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wicked!
You're now my apprentice.
Okay, cool.
But
I'm up for that.
If you're going to be a detective, you have to see people from all walks of life. You have to try and pass information that's deeply convoluted and stuttering and strange.
I understand that, Malcolm. Rough touch.
Yes.
But,
Oh my god, did you just see that pig's dick? I think I did. Ew.
You're quite right, madam. That is a pig's dick. That's a pig's cartoon dick.
Take a picture, it lasts longer.
Does that count as catcalling? That was grotesque how that woman commented on Porky's dick.
Pig calling.
Yeah.
Excuse me, madam. Excuse me. What suddenly inspired you to chirp in about that about that poor pig's genitalia?
Well, to be honest, I've actually had a really bad day, and I'm really sorry. I just kind of thought that if I pointed that out, it would make myself feel better. But I'm realizing now that like it wasn't a very good idea because I feel bad. Like,
shame
I feel
on you.
Bad now.
You've completely body shamed that poor pig.
I know. It's just like just the kind of thing that I, as a woman, like don't want to do to people.
Exactly.
It's just like it's been a really hard day.
That's all right, dear. That's right. Here, have my handkerchief. Here, dab your eyes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. You have like your skin's really dry, actually.
God. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just my skin is a little dry.
You're gonna give her that hanky after you just blew your nose in it.
Yeah, but I thought I'd blow my nose and then give her the hanky, just so that she knows there's no tricks up my sleeve.
Look, detective.
Yes.
As she walks away, I have a strange feeling that she seemed strangely distraught.
She was a little upset.
And we
wasn't
never
she?
Got an explanation for that. Anyway, I'm sure it's not a big deal.
And hang on a moment.
What?
She was upset. You were upset. Maybe this is time to introduce the pair of you. Instead, she's just walking away.
Shit. Well, you never know. Maybe I'll meet her again.
Maybe.
I feel like I'd feel better if I talked about it, but maybe not.
She's back.
Oh, she's...
Come back.
She just dropped a hint.
Oh, what? You guys want to talk to me about my bad day? That's really nice.
Yes,
sure. Tell us all about it.
I had this really amazing job at the Brixton McDonald's. Have you guys been there?
Oh, the Brixton McDonald's, you say? Yeah. Interesting.
And I just really loved that job. It was my dream job. And I just got let go today, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life now.
What possibly could have happened that meant you'd been let go?
Well, there was this group in on...
You're listening live on K2K.
Sorry, just pressed the button there.
Sorry, I was trying to get something out of his rucksack.
Sorry, guy with dry hands, your accomplice is, like, really rude.
Yeah, no, he's terrible. I'll be honest with you. He's absolutely awful.
I'm in training.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can forgive that.
Thanks. Please continue.
So anyway, on Wednesday, this group of like people came in and like they thought they were really funny and stuff. And they left like without paying and I covered for them because I thought they seemed nice and my boss found out and now I got fired.
I see. Now, was one of these people, just one of these people short, just under 6 foot, maybe,
bald twat!
Actually, most of them were bald, but,
Most of them were bald, right. So a collection of bald people, that can only mean one thing. Brixton, bald people, must have been Mark Tindall.
Must have been.
That must have been.
What a strange coincidence. Can I have your...
Yes, well, hey, I'm afraid we're going to take your information. My name is Malcolm.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yes.
Hey, you pop into the tube station then, get our tickets up. Let me deal with this.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good luck, bro.
Cheers, mate.
Do you want your handkerchief back?
Yes, if you... thank you very
it's
much.
A bit wet.
So, what did you say your name was?
Clarice.
Clarice, oh, that's a nice...
This is KTK Radio.
Oh, sorry, I pressed the button. God, that's so loud. Sorry, Clarice. That's a nice name.
Thank you.
Really nice name. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your job. If you give us your details, I'm sure that the kind detective will look into it and maybe have a word with your boss and we'll try and get your job back for
really?
You.
Really?
We'll do our best.
Oh my gosh, so you're definitely going to get my job back for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are really nice.
Oh, no, I can't guarantee.
Oh, I'm so glad I stopped and looked at that pig's dick.
Yeah, oh, yes. Well, look, here, just jot down your name and your private number.
I actually
number.
Have a card. It's
oh.
All McDonald's employees get them.
Oh,
so
wow.
Here you go.
Really is best employer of the year, isn't
I know.
It? Unless they fire you.
Yeah, thanks.
Clarice, my name's Talal.
Yeah, just, you know, if you see any of those guys that didn't pay, you know, tell them that I'm really angry.
Oh,
I will.
I will.
So angry.
I will.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, I think I hear the train arriving. Or it could be a stomach grumbling. I'm going to run into the station. Nice to meet you, Clarice.
Bye.
Good luck. I'll be in touch.
Talal, come here.
Yeah. Oh, just in time.
I've just had a breakthrough.
What?
We need to get back to the station right away.
What? The radio station?
The radio station.
Why?
Because this is where it's near my office, and frankly, it's better for denouements.
Wait, you want a denouement now?
Yes.
Okay, let's denouement it up. I thought we were going to go... All right, what about the apps conference?
I've got all the information I need. We met one app developer. We had one woman coming from
us. Oh, yeah, of course. All right, shall I call the people we've met and gather them around the studio?
Yes, that's right. We need Porky Pig, app developer of Winder. We need that young lady that you just got the
Clarice,
just...
her name is.
Clarice, we need her. And while we're at it, get Jerry in there as well.
Oh, the intern, of course.
Yes.
All right, do you need me there as well?
Yes,
okay, I was just checking.
I'll need you there.
All right. Rough touch.
That's Malcolm Rough Touch to you.
Sorry, Malcolm Rough Touch. All right, right away. As we walk back, I'll just call the suspects and I'll start with Porky.
Right.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hello.
Hey, Porky.
How did you get his number?
You gave me your card. Remember, it's me, Talal, from the street.
Oh, hello, you. Yes, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Buddy, look, yeah. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we really need you down at the studio. Sharp. Can you make it? It's just around the corner.
Yeah, but of course I can.
All right, I'll text you the address.
Thank you.
All right.
But that's all, folks.
Thanks. Yep, that's the end of this conversation. Oh, okay, he's hung up. Okay. Boop, I'll just call the other one. Boop, 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 boop.
You know, you don't have to make those noises yourself, you know.
I'm an improviser.
Yeah, and then, like, the bald guy just ran away. I was like, oh, hello, sorry.
Clarice.
Hello.
Hey,
hello?
Oh, you sound like you've cheered up.
No, I'm, what? No, who is this?
It's me, Talal, from the street.
Oh, the guy from the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, babe, who's that on the phone?
Honey, stop.
Oh. Hey.
Hi.
She's got a boyfriend, Malcolm. Hey, Clarice.
Hey,
what?
We need you down at the radio station, at the studio. ASAP.
That sounds like a reasonable request.
Well,
I'm not going to ask any questions or anything.
No, it's to help your job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that a good enough incentive?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I'll text you the address.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's all.
Oh,
that's
love you,
all,
honey.
Folks.
Love your mom.
Okay. Group text. 2A Murder Avenue.
Yes.
Kilburn.
I do wonder why they named that alleyway Murder Avenue in Kilburn.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, it's Kilburn, isn't it? It's a rough area.
It's a rough area, I know. Sometimes you just can't shake your past. Can you, Talal?
No. Okay.
Poor.
All right, we're here at the studio. Jerry, get your little useless butt in here.
Don't be surprised if she...
you want me to do the show?
Oh, shut
I've
up.
I've been warming
no.
up. I looked up some exercises online and I'm ready to go.
No, Jerry, we just need you here for a denouement, okay? Oh. So sit your butt down. Don't sit on the stain.
Oh, is that an... Oops. No. Oh, I thought that's right. Where your your host.
Oh, Jerry, my tea's cold. You didn't keep it warm for me.
I brought it in like about 20 minutes ago.
Forever useless. You're ugly. You're useless. You're irritating. You're needy. And you're bad at your job. And you're not funny.
All right, Talal. I think you're getting a little bit of a...
Sorry, rough touch. Sometimes I have a rough touch too.
That's right. And that's Malcolm rough touch.
I'm sorry, Malcolm. Rough touch. Oh, look, Porky's here. Yeah, come in. Hey, Porky, don't sit on the blood stain.
Blood? Is it pig's blood?
No, it's not. It's human blood, Porky. And maybe you would know that if you were guilty.
Would I?
I'm not good at this, Malcolm.
Sorry, I've been rude. Can I get you a tea or a coffee or anything like that, sir?
Yes. If I could have a latte, please.
Any pork scratch things or whatever? Anything like that? Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. Okay. Sorry about that.
Jerry, hold it right there.
Yes?
I think I'll have you know that I'm going to be locking the door to the studio.
Oh, wait. Clarice isn't here.
But that's the thing. Is she? After all.
What?
Jerry, if you could just indulge me, just walk over here for a moment. I'm just going to... Ah, that's a very interesting patch of eczema on your neck there.
What?
If you don't mind, I'm just going to pick that from... Ha! Clarice has been Jerry all this time!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, oh my.
Now, I think...
Jerry, you have another job at McDonald's?
Okay, all right. Okay, what is happening?
I'll tell you exactly what's happening. That's not blood on the sofa, that's ketchup.
What?
Porky, it is!
Porky!
Restrain yourself, boy.
I'm a pig. What more do you expect?
Is it ketchup, Porky?
Yes.
But here is a further reveal for you.
What?
Cartoon pigs don't exist.
What?
Oh my god!
So that's a very interesting patch of eczema on your neck there, Porky. Would you mind if I picked that for you?
Oh, I thought that was crackling. Turned out to be a badly manufactured seam on a poorly made mask.
Exactly. I think you'll find this is the deep-throated man that was on the phone with Clarice when you called her a moment ago on speaker.
Hey, babe.
Hi, hon.
Oh, my God! Stop kissing! I'm filled with jealousy and rage!
Ah! You see, Talal, this has all been a cunning plan to not only steal away a good idea for a dating app, but also, in fact, to get revenge upon Mark Tindall, who was so rude at a Brixton McDonald's.
I didn't think he'd be the type to eat and ditch. What's it called? Ditch, eat and run?
Eat and run.
Okay, well, actually...
Oh my god, so what have you done with Mark? Where is he? Do you know that too, detective?
As a matter of fact, I do. If you'll please just excuse me one moment while I pull open the cover of this this water tank.
Oh my god. Mark! Oh my god. He's been drowned in a water tank.
I think you'll find he's doing just about all right. Just let me just open up this valve here and he'll be draining in no time. And
thank god he had that inch of air to breathe from.
Are you right in there, Mark?
Mark!
Oh yeah, I'm great, guys. I'm in a water tank.
Oh, let me get you out of there. I'll just use this hammer to break it. Smash!
Oh, me dick!
Mark, come here, my old friend, my buddy. Oh, I'm so sorry for shouting at you. What happened?
I was just... It went dark. I was struck upon the back of the head by a strange, deep-voiced feeling hammer. And then I was crushed into a water tank by a woman that smelt of chip fat.
Jerry, I mean, Clarice! You treacherous cow! Why did you do that?
Don't I get a say in this as well?
And you too? Who the hell are you?
Yes, I wouldn't mind knowing
who
your
is that?
Well, my name's Starling. Clarice and Starling.
Clarice and Starling.
Yes.
That's us. So. Yeah.
I have another revelation. His full name is Starling Rough Touch.
That's right.
He's my very own brother.
Hello, little brother.
Hello, giant brother.
Yes.
You didn't come to our wedding.
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't. I was too busy. I had a case, and I was setting up my office in...
You sent us money?
Yes.
For a wedding?
Yes. £15. That's enough for a DVD, you know.
In used notes.
In used notes. That's used more notes. Than I make it. Hey, look, those
news I saw Jumper on DVD in W.H. Smith for $3.99.
And you know what?
Is everything alive for you, Malcolm?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I'm pretty much the only honest person in the room.
That's right. Wait one moment. That patch of eczema on your neck.
What? Oh my God! Mum!
Hello, darling.
What are you doing, Mum?
Sorry, darling, I thought maybe I could help you with your radio studio. I thought maybe...
I don't need your help, Mum. I'm an adult now. I can do things on my own. I built this show on my own. Have you been watching over me this whole time?
Yes, I always thought you could do with more help, and I think you deserve protection.
Well,
and you did kind of save life.
Well, that's true, Mum.
You're looking at all these apps, and in actual fact, when you just met someone on the street and just spoke to them as a human-to-human being, no smartphones, no apps, that's when you found love.
No, granted, she turned out...
fake. She was a...
It was completely fake. There
was a total deception.
And for my a ride.
Wife. And, which is why she was looking at Porky Pig's dick. And,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like our role-playing games.
Oh. I know. They're so nice.
This has all been a...
Wait, so let me get this straight. Let me get this absolutely straight then, okay?
It's all quite clear to us.
It's really obvious. Yeah. Mark
Tindall was developing an app, and he also... ate and ran from a McDonald's in Brixton.
That's right.
The staff member at the McDonald's who chased him out of the shop before he got away is married to someone who developed an app, a rival app to Mark's potential app.
It's a small world.
Who's also my brother.
Yes.
And you wanted him out of the way so that your app could come out without any competition.
Yeah.
But you were also angry at him helping you lose your job.
Well, actually, what happened is I knew that you would come investigating the missing Mark Tindall case, and you would offer that you would find me a job again at McDonald's, and you promised that you would. So, yeah.
But you were also moonlighting as my intern.
Yeah.
Was that to just case the joint and like get to know how you would pull off this crime?
I actually just really want to get into improv. I kind of want to quit my job at McDonald's.
And quite a way of going about
become
it.
Become an improviser, honey. I mean,
and yet,
darling, I understand. We can talk about.
So you
this.
Thought oh, by killing
you.
Mark?
I love you too.
Oh, guys, I'm trying to clear up this case here. So you thought by killing Mark, you could release your app without any rivals, and you could prompt me to help you get your job back at McDonald's.
But I'm Mark.
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait, no, Mark is right. Wait, where's Mark gone?
You tore the mask off, Mark.
Wait. No, we tore the mask off Porky Pig.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute, Mark.
Don't try to make this more complicated than this is. Mark's just sitting right there.
I'm just screwing with
Sorry, Mark was just... Mark, what were you doing under the desk there? What were you
it's
doing?
It's our role-playing games. We get carried away.
Okay.
Mark, what were you doing under the desk?
Okay, full disclosure. I did create the Tindall app.
What?
I knew it.
You just didn't invite me?
That's right.
Oh, for God's sake! Why does everyone hate me? That's it. It's a good thing that door is locked, because I have in my pocket an industrial strength catapult.
What, darling?
And 12 pointy ball bearings. And each ball bearing has got your names on him.
Okay, I'm unlocking the door. Everyone, no! Run,
Flitting! 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 You're all dead, except for you, Mum.
Thank you. Poor old Mark Tindall, he really didn't deserve this.
Oh, fuck him. He was a traitor. He didn't care about me. And as we know, anyone who doesn't care about me dies. That's what you've always taught me, Mum.
Yes, I did tell you that, didn't I? Well, that's what you get when you tell the Godfather is a bedtime story.
Now, Mum, are you going to finally trust me to... look after myself, and can you let me do the rest of my show on my own, please?
Yes, I think you've shown substantial growth in this time. You've learned that love is not found in an app, and you've learned to stand on your own 2 feet. I'm strangely proud of you for murdering all these people in this room.
Thanks. Here, let me just get the key out of Detective Rough Touch's pocket.
You do realize that's
oh,
my
no, wait.
Pocket.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, I got confused there, Mum. Here you go. Here's the key.
I just pickpocketed you.
And that's Malcolm Rough Touch to you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mum. See you later. Oh, right. Oh, here she, there she goes. Bye, 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 Mum. Oh, I almost call her Dad. Well, God. What a ride. Oh. Wow. She's wrong, though. I didn't learn anything. I'm no closer to love. No closer to being on Mark Tyndall's new improv team. No closer to... Oh, for God's sake, I'm trying to wrap this up. Yes? Who's there?
Hey, Tala, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
oh, Ed. Oh, yeah. What's up, dude?
You remember me, right?
Yeah, dude,
I do. How's it going, man? Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
What are you doing? Oh,
Oh, shit, there's a lot of people in this room.
Whoops. You're cool, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's all good.
Okay, cool.
I got you, I got
what's
you.
What's up?
But I just wanted to let... I just want thought, like... I you put on Twitter that, like, oh, half the people are cancelled for today, so I thought I could come in and help
me.
You host the rest of the show.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, because I
you're on a... You've got a new project. It's the Dead Detective podcast,
yeah,
right?
The Dead Drunk Detective.
Dead Drunk Detective podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's a new podcast. It's, yeah, that's what I've been...
Written by Brandon Way.
Yeah, written by Brandon Way.
It's about a zombie detective.
Yeah, a zombie private detective.
And the murder mysteries and the various mysteries he solves, they tend to involve other fantastical and monstrous creatures.
Yeah, exactly.
Out every week on iTunes and on podcastadventures.com.
Yeah, you've put it very succinctly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's out every Monday. In it.
Well, hey, we're about to go on break.
Okay.
Maybe during the break, I'm going to clean up these dead bodies, and maybe you could call up some cast members from the podcast.
That'd be good. Yeah, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And cool. The second half, we'll get back to a normal show.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Oh, wicked. Cool, all right, man. Great. All right, wicked. All right, Dr. Listney, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play you some of our featured musical artists, and this week it's Richard Cheese. As I was explaining in the opening link of the show, I was unaware that Richard Cheese had loads more albums on his website than he has on Spotify. For the last 4 years, I've only been listening to his albums on Spotify. If you go to richardcheese.bandcamp.com, he's got loads of new albums that he's released over the last few years that I've never even heard of. So I'm playing some newer tracks by Richard Cheese. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on The Lil Show with a special guest from the Dead Drunk Detective podcast. Oh my giddy gosh. What an eventful evening it has been so far. See you in a bit, Dr. Listney.
Oh my God, Bart Tindall's here.
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I've kissed your lips. A thousand times I sometimes see you passed out by my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Hey guys, since it is track 7, can we swing it?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I can see it in your eyes, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, 'cause I haven't got a clue. So let me start by saying I love you. Yeah!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Lil Show.
London Impro.
That's right. We're back on the Lil Show. Yes, indeedy. I am the host, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to spell that for you. And joining us is Ed Farger.
Hello.
Hey, brother. Did you manage to gather a team?
I did. I gave a quick call out to Kate Oswald, who plays Betty on Dead Drunk Detective. And here she is.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming on such short notice.
Yeah, I know. I just ran. I literally ran. So I'm a little bit out of breath, but and sweaty. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm ready to go.
And that's all that matters. Fantastic. Thanks for coming. Who else you got here?
Well, I mean, I noticed that we had Mark Tindall was on the floor, and I'm first aid trained, so I helped him get his breath back.
What?
A
he's still alive?
He's yes. A little red yeah. in the face.
Oh, for God's sake!
But...
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I must have just clipped you.
He's got ketchup all over him.
Yeah,
oh,
literally
that was ketchup. Oh, dude. Well, I'm sorry for trying to kill you.
I can get back in the water tank and clear it up if you like.
Later,
I
mean, we'll stuff you in at the end of all the right, episode.
Leave it there till next week.
I have no idea what's going on. So,
you missed some drama, Kate.
I'll tell you later. Yeah. From the tank.
All right, yeah. Fill me in later.
Mark, by the way, plays Jekyll and Hyde on Dead Drunk Detective.
Yes, episode 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, awesome work.
Thanks, man.
Really enjoying listening to that. There's going to be 7 episodes. 3 are out already of Dead Drunk Detective, and it's freaking hilarious. Brendan Way did an awesome job writing that, and it's like it's got the style of like an old English sitcom, like a really traditional every line, but it's also got a mixture of a bit of what's it called, police squad. It's Police Squad. Yeah.
That's fun,
because every second line is a joke, and it's just constant.
And the first line's a setup.
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic. One of them was like, "Eureka!" And he goes, "I don't smell that bad," or something like that. That was really good.
Basically, Brendan did a test, and every time I put my head in my hands when we're doing the read through, he sort of ticked that line. Was one to keep.
And it's one of the lucky things about casting castee Arfie Mansfield as Johnny Stumbles, our protagonist.
He's fantastic.
He's great, but I think he might be the one man in this world that enjoys a pun more than Brendan. So the two of them together make a good pairing, I think.
Yep. I think it's important to clear the air. Mark, I'm sorry for trying to kill you.
Dude, it's okay. I mean, you're not the first. You won't be the last. It's fine, you know? I mean, everyone has this assumption on just this sort of, you know, this sort of like second to Steve Rowe level of nice guy in improv. But
yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I've got this dark past, you know? There's a lot of people want me dead.
You've got a rotten core.
Yeah. I'm fundamentally a bad person.
But look, we'll put our rivalry aside for now.
Shaking
okay?
it.
No, I'm not going to shake your hand.
Okay, fuck you.
There we go. I made him swear.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard him swear before.
I've never seen Mark Tindall get negative to anybody.
You see?
Yeah, he's got a dark side. Tindall's got a dark side. We know this now. Oh my God! No. That eczema was an eczema.
Stop taking masks off, everyone.
Sorry.
I'll put it back on.
All right, great stuff. Okay, let's move swiftly on to our first official improv portion of the show. We're going to play a little something called Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Yes, it's that time again, Dr. Listeny, where we listen to an interview I conducted with my dear Papa Mustafa Karkouti. We tend to talk about his upbringing in Syria, and he has stories. That guy is a fountain of excitement. It works. I do a bit of word association with him, and then when we land on something interesting, I ask him a follow-up question, and he tells us a story. This edition is there was an Uber outside the house, and he was packing frantically because my parents went off to Cairo today.
Cairo.
Although their flight isn't for a bit, so my mum somehow found time to come visit us here at the studio earlier. But my dad's waiting for her at the airport. I'm trying to make this narrative.
Makes sense. No, exactly.
I'm trying to fill these,
know any better. Keep
fill
going,
these plot holes. Yes, so, yes, that's just a little setup. So we're going to listen to this, guys, and at the end of the tape, we go straight into an improv scene, or if you have any questions to ask me, feel free to ask me any questions, because, you know, some people don't understand everything my dad says. I don't know. Let's just do it. Okay, daddy Sweet. Issues. Here we go. I'll play the tape now. Enjoy.
Hey, Baba. How you doing, man?
Okay.
You're about to go to Egypt, yeah?
We're going to Cairo.
So your Uber's here in 2 minutes, so we'll make this quick. You remember how this works? I say a word, you say the first thing that comes to your head.
Well, I don't know. Try me.
And then we'll... You've done this 3 times, Bob. All right, prince.
Paper.
Birth.
Death.
Oh. Amazed.
Astonishing.
Oscar.
Winning.
Win something... Have you ever won anything, Dad?
No.
You've never won anything in your life?
Yeah, probably I did. I forgot.
You ever do any, like, talent shows in... Or competitions? You were in a team, weren't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, long time. When I was young, students, I was in the team, yeah, in the national team of my country, Syria.
For what?
Handball.
Whoa. The national handball team?
National.
How old were you when you started doing that?
I think 19.
19?
18, 19.
Until when?
I was still at school, in fact, my last year at school.
And how long
till,
were you?
Till I left the country for a couple of years.
Did you ever get paid for that?
No, you don't. You don't. That's a kind of a service you're doing. You get bribed.
Pride.
Pride. Money, pride. Pride and money. But you cannot spend it.
So have you got any stories about your handball? you can spend pride. No,
you can't.
You could cash in on pride.
No, my physical. I broke my pinky finger. I was probably jumping. I was forward. That was my position. I was one of the scorer. There were two wings and forward in the middle. We usually score goals. I was really jumping high, trying to score. The defense of the other team tripped me while I'm in the air. And I fell with all my weight on...
Onto your pinky?
To my pinky.
Wow, and it bent backwards?
Bent backwards.
Blech.
Yeah, I mean, that's nasty.
Well, give us have you got any other handball stories? You went to the Olympics, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I never played. I was just...
But you went to the Olympics?
Yeah. Napoli, that was early 60s.
And you didn't play?
No, I mean, when you go to the national teams... They are a lot better than me. I come from a really, really little, tiny town.
So what were you doing there?
Reserve.
Ah, you were a sub.
Yeah. So, but it was fun.
How did that make you feel to go all the way there and not even play?
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. Had a lovely time. First time ever I traveled to the West and Europe. So that was good enough for me.
Early 60s in Napoli,
Naples. Naples, yeah.
And got anything cool happen there?
Well...
Did you meet any beautiful women?
Of course we did. We had in the hotel some of the players, some other teams. That's been a long time, though.
Oh.
So, yeah. It was a good experience, excellent.
Oh, and you got a medal, a participation medal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. My brother took it and sold it. And he got the money, bless his soul.
Why did he do that?
Well, I don't know. He was a gambler.
Shit.
So he was short of money all the
did
time.
Did you argue with him after he sold your medal?
No, I wasn't there. I was away in Cairo.
When
you
found out? How did you find out?
Well, I heard about it, and it sunk in. And that's it.
Oh, man. Well, it would have been great to have your medal today, wouldn't it? Just to have it around.
Yeah, I think so. To show it to you.
Let's talk about pride.
Yeah. But anyhow, it's still the same. I'm very happy with it.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Love you, Bob. Have a nice time in Cairo.
Don't broadcast that, please.
What's this for? I need to.
It's not funny enough.
It doesn't matter. We'll find a story out of it. Okay. Oh, please let me use this. I need to use this on the show. Wait, Baba, no. I need you to confirm. Can I use this on the show?
Okay, you can use that.
Oh, my God. Thanks. Bye. She's crazy
like a fool. All right. That was my dad there.
That was Daddy Issues.
Hey, bro. Thank you so much for lending me that money. I promise you I'm going to pay you back. I promise, promise, promise.
Okay. I mean, you know, this is like the, what, eighth time now I've given you the money.
Yeah, ninth.
Ninth?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. Ninth. But it's cool, man. I've okay. come up with a solution.
Okay.
I'm right. paying you back in pride.
In pride?
Yeah.
In what is... what's the exchange rate on Pride into dollars at the moment? What's the exchange rate of Pride in dollars?
What?
Right now. What is Pride? Talk me through it. What is Pride? Come on.
I didn't know you were going to go so specific.
Yeah, come on.
Well, Pride. I guess one achievement is equivalent to like, depending on how proud you are of me. Yeah. So for instance,
So this is on me already.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be my fault if I don't get value.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Okay.
So my pride is entirely your currency. Do you understand?
Right. Okay.
So like for instance, look, I played in this handball game.
Yeah.
I got this amazing medal, right? Yeah. So that's got to be worth at least like 1,000 pride points, right?
What kind of medal is it?
Are you not proud of me for winning my medal?
Let me look at this medal.
Okay. I can't believe you, man. I mean, how we've been brothers our entire life.
Yeah. Okay. So this is not gold, silver, or bronze.
No, it's a participation medal.
Participation medal. What medal?
I don't know. Tin? Are you not proud of me for winning the game?
Connie,
you never support
me. Connie,
can you
come in here?
Yeah, hi guys.
Hey. So, okay,
hi, Judy.
Connie. So we've got... So bro here is on the scrounge again.
Oh,
yeah,
surprise.
Yeah. I'm saying
shocking.
It in front of your face now.
I have a name, firstly, David. Thank you very much. Secondly...
No, hang on. No. The sixth time I lent you money, you lent me your name.
Oh, shit.
You still haven't, yeah. You've not paid me back on that, so you're bro until that point, okay?
Okay, fine.
Also, you owe me an experience. So, you owe me experience.
Yeah, you're right. I know, I had a great experience. I went and I won a handball game. Unfortunately, David here doesn't think much of my achievement. Therefore, I can't pay him back in pride.
Well, first and foremost, this is not a... This is not a gold, silver, or bronze medal. This is
no.
a participation medal.
No, that's a silver napkin left over from our New Year's Eve party that you fastened into some sort of, Christ. and you've written "Well done, self."
We cut to
on
David
it.
At the fruit market. All right, mate. Punnet strawberries, 3 pineapples, a bunch of bananas, and an orange. That'll be £6.48. Oh, no, sorry, mate. We don't take card here. You got any cash?
Well, no, I gave the last of my cash to my delinquent brother.
I'll just put this stuff back then.
Yeah, well, no, I can. He gave me this tremendous sense of pride in his achievements.
You gave me the bubble bath, mate. I'll just start putting these back then.
Oh, no, stop thinking about it. Think about it. What is more important and what is more valuable to someone than being proud, both of themselves and of a family member? You know, they've achieved something great, and it grows exponentially.
You know what, when I'm at the pub, the end of a hard day's graft,
yeah.
I sit there and I think, I earned this pint.
That's right.
I'm proud of my work. I've run this business.
Yeah.
I've got a family.
Well, that's what I can give you. I can give you that sense of pride in yourself.
Look, if I'm going to accept your pride as currency, it's got to be something you've done that I'm proud of. I got to be proud of you. How can I... I've seen you here once a week. Like I think your name's Dave.
David.
David. Yep. Sorry.
That's all right. No, I'm pretty casual too.
Look. So like, all right, make me proud. If it hits the right button, I'll let you have the fruit.
Well, David, let us stop for a moment.
Yeah.
And I think inside my own head as David. Now I am thinking that you're a man.
Yeah.
That values
authenticity
above anything else, and you're proud of your authenticity. You know, you're a proper guy.
It's not a bad read, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, other people could look at you and see a simple stereotype, see a man working on a fruit market with a Cockney accent.
Do you know how many times we walk past and go, £2 a pair, and I go,
exactly.
Oh, it's actually £3.
Have I ever done that?
No, you've always been a very affable...
There you go.
Amiable customer.
Yeah. I treat you like everyone else. I treat you like the fine, upstanding businessman that you are. You know? And you make me proud of the small, active businessman here in London making life happen. You know?
Oh, you're so right. Do you tell your friends this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're a modern-day hero. You know that, right?
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Have an extra punnet of strawberries, man. Give it to someone you love.
You're a gent. You're a gent. Put it there.
Cheers, man. Boom. Pound. Pound. It.
We cut Cheers. Back to the next time David and his brother meet up.
Hi, bro.
I'm sorry, man. I'm running a little bit low on pride right now.
Okay.
I just need some pride to get me through. This week. That's all I need. I just need a bit of pride.
Okay. Connie, get back in here.
Oh my God! What?
I'm sorry. You know, I know you listen to your stories, but Bro's back.
Oh, hi. Great! Hi.
I'm gonna get you your experience back. I promise.
How?
I thought maybe we could go to the park. That's an experience, right?
Well,
it's not much of an experience.
The park's a great experience.
It's across the road from where we live.
We cut to them at the park.
See? Quality time! We're having good quality time right now!
He's currently, they're sitting on a roundabout, and the things that spin around, and he's staring at her right in the eyes as the thing spins around. He's staring her intensely in the eyes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
This is an experience!
Why are you looking at my wife like that?
This is an experience! I'm looking at her like that because I owe experience this an experience. She'll never forget this shit.
Oh, sorry about him, guys. He doesn't bite. Don't worry about him.
Oh, look, it's a little doggy.
I'll give you 50 quid if you bite my delinquent brother.
What? Shit. What?
50 quid, yeah.
Now this is an experience.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Get him. Get him, boy.
My leg.
Good boy. Good leg. Good leg.
And now you feel proud, and I've had a great experience. So, I mean,
okay,
let's consider the debt paid.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Not full debt. I'm keeping the name. Until I get my 10k back, I'm keeping the name.
Okay, fine.
But I'll give you pride.
We cut to Bro in a back room of a seedy establishment, and there's smoke in the air, and there's a poker table and a bunch of various questionable figures playing poker. And Bro's sitting there desperately trying to cling on to his last few chips.
Okay.
All right.
Don't lose it, mate.
I'll raise 20.
I'll raise you 22.
Oh, another 20. Oh, good.
God's sake, I got nothing to fold. Oh.
Guys, 40's all I've got. I mean, no, it's not even 40, I've got 35.
Well, you're either in or you're out, bro. Yeah. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em.
That's what they say.
And the rest of that song.
Yeah. Right, fine.
I love your singing, by the way. Can I just say that, Tony? I love your singing.
It's more of like a lyrical poetry.
Yeah.
You
got flow.
Spoken word.
You got flow, bro.
You ever consider making an album or anything?
Yeah. Well, I'm working with the band, the two trap twins.
The two trap twins.
Yeah, we're working on a record.
I got some experience in record producing. We'll have to talk later.
Oh, God damn it. There's not... You've got enough experience. You've got enough pride. Okay, fine. Fine. Okay. I see you with 35.
No, it's 40.
See you with my 35.
Oh, okay.
Plus my dignity.
Ooh. That's like literally one more chip.
How much of that left?
You're still four short. Come on.
Okay, I'll throw in my integrity. I'll throw in my sense of...
37.
Sense of personal space.
38.
36, actually. He loses some. He's too huggy.
No. That's a negative.
He's too huggy for that taste.
Yeah, I made a mistake there, bro.
I'll sell you. I'll see you with my sense of peace, and my
and
honesty,
your top.
and my top. I'll throw my shirt in as well.
Okay,
there goes my dignity and my sense of peace and everything.
Now we flash forward 20 minutes, and they're sitting in a meditation circle. All these guys, and they've all got their legs crossed, and Bro is completely naked. And now he's been tarred and feathered, and he's leading a meditation group.
And feel your sense of peace. Feel your exquisite sense of peace. I have no peace. This is it. This
t-shirt is so soft.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
All right, okay. let's move on, shall we, to our next portion of the show. A little something we call Movies Move. movies, movies.
You sit with me, kid, and I'll make you a star.
Movies. Movies.
Camera speed.
Movies.
Lights.
Movies.
Action!
That's right, it's time for Movies, 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 the portion of the show where we get a randomly chosen movie. Our suggestions are provided to us by @12daysofmovies on Twitter. Follow @12daysofmovies for all your movie memes, movie trivia, movie jokes, movie news, needs. He will provide. He's a friend of the show over in America, and I want to get him on the show via Skype very soon. If you're listening,
I might know him.
If you're listening out there, oh yeah, you're American.
I might know him. I've been to America a few times.
Oh my god! Yeah, oh god, I saw you there.
Yeah, that's how Kate and I met.
You ever Don? This? I've also been to America. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we might all know. 12
I bet we do.
12
well,
Days of Movies.
If you're listening out there, Don, aka 12 Days of Movies, if you know any of these folks,
hey dude, how's it hanging?
I'm
Hi,
sorry.
Hi, it's me, Kate. I think we may have gone to high school together.
Hey, it's Ed. Remember that one time? Oh, good times.
He sent me four. Movies. I gave him a hashtag, and he used that hashtag to inspire the selection of four movies. The hashtag was Lil Zombies. Now, why did I pick that hashtag, Ed?
Because we are all a part of Dead Drunk Detective, which is a new podcast sitcom about a zombie private detective that goes around solving mysteries. Kate is playing his faithful sidekick slash secretary. Mark is playing his faithful sidekick slash forensic expert. It's a brilliant show. That's fine.
Oh, and he sent me four zombie films. So I've got A, B, C, or D. Mark, would you care to pick one?
C.
C, says Mark. All right, here we go. Oh, great.
Big money, big money.
It's what
money.
I was hoping for. Yeah, money, it's great. One I've never heard of, which is amazing news. I was worried we were going to get an obvious one. Okay, this is a movie called White Zombie.
Ooh.
It's from 1932.
Oh my god, okay.
Oh man, and it's got
Ed has got like the biggest wince on his face right now.
The poster is incredible. It's got this caption on it with these zombie eyes, and it's got two pairs of eyes on the poster. And under the eyes it says White Zombie, and then under White Zombie it's got two hands kind of holding each other.
That sounds cool.
It says with these zombie eyes he rendered her powerless. With this zombie grip he made her perform his every desire.
Oh, I've seen this one. Oh,
boy, oh boy. 12 Days of Movies, my eyes nearly just popped out of their sockets.
Oh, no. So, here's how it's going. First off, it's directed by Victor Halperin, written by Garnet Weston and Garnet Weston. Wait, they're both the same.
Is one with like two T's and one with one?
No.
Is it like the two FBI
he
guys
wrote the story
from,
and
Die
the
Hard.
Dialogue. Oh, old films are weird. So they credited who wrote the story and who wrote the dialogue. So I guess screenwriter and story. Mm. Same guy. Garnet Weston. Starring Bela Lugosi.
Oh! Bela Lugosi!
Madge Bellamy, Joseph Cawthorne, and more. I only say those names now so we can apologize for what we're about to do to your movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the synopsis, and then I'm going to provide some spooky soundtrack music. Ooh. And whenever you're ready, cast and crew of Dead Drunk Detective Podcast, begin the movie. Okay, guys?
Sweet.
All right, so this is White Zombie. A young man turns to a witch doctor to lure the woman he loves away from her fiancé, but instead turns her into a zombie slave. A young man turns to a witch doctor to lure the woman he loves away from her fiancé, but instead turns her into a zombie slave. Ladies and gentlemen, we give to you White Zombie.
Welcome, young man. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Sorry, is that kettle bothering you? I'll take it off the heat. There you go.
You. Now pour it.
Okay. Right, I'm just...
No. On the floor.
You want me to pour a kettle of boiling water on the floor?
Yes. Question nothing. Know everything.
Okay.
Pour it on nothing. The floor.
Always on the floor. Okay, here we go.
Good. Right.
That's done.
Sorry, boss. You want me to go clean that up?
You wait.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'll be in the corner.
Wait, Familia.
I'm questioning nothing. I'd love to.
I know. Question nothing. Know everything.
Yes.
Now, the cup in front of you, into which you nearly poured the boiling water.
Right.
The leaves.
Yes.
Eat them.
I presumed we'd be reading.
Eat them.
I'll eat them. Fine. Fine. Okay. Here we go. Oh, heck. Oh, they're a bit bitter, aren't they?
Appreciate them.
Oh, they're really nice and bitter. Oh, they're so lovely and horrible.
I have a bucket if you need to puke afterwards.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, heck.
Puke is essential.
Oh, okay.
Good, Familia.
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Yes, keep going.
Yes.
More.
Yes. Oh.
I'm questioning nothing. I promise I'm going to question
nothing. Know everything.
Know everything. That's right.
Know everything. The leaves and the vomit. You've given yourself to the leaves.
Right. Okay.
Now, Familia.
Yes, boss.
Do what you must do.
Yes. Okay. It's going to look like I'm hugging you, but actually I'm cracking your back.
Yes.
It's going to feel really good afterwards, but it might be a little bit painful at first.
All right, fine.
If you feel the urge to puke again, just please direct it into the bucket. I've got so much puke in my hair doing this work. I'm not complaining.
It suits you, Familia.
Thank you.
Right, okay. Oh, that hurts. Oh, you're right, that does feel good. Oh,
yes.
God, that thing you do in my neck.
Yes, that's
good work, Familia.
I should be back in the corner.
Thank you. You thought this was just a simple witch doctor's, didn't you?
No, apparently it's an osteopath and all.
Yes.
Oh, heck.
Must diversify. My name is Dr. White.
Hello.
And I am a doctor of darkness and osteopathy.
Well, here's the funny thing. Like, I haven't even asked you to do anything yet. You literally just told me to do that as I was coming through the door. So we've not even started the treatment yet.
Yes. You don't... I know everything.
Oh, of course.
Question nothing. Know everything.
Right, I've got you.
I'm not sure what he's here for. Maybe you could just explain it to me. No?
Hey, sure. Let me put...
fine.
Familia, come back.
Oh, so sorry.
It was a dramatic pause, Familia. Are you aware of drama?
I'm a big fan of AMC television shows such as Mad Men and Breaking Bad. Is that what you mean?
Bring your head over here, Familia.
Yes. Ow!
Good, Familia.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And then he grabs the Familia's back of her head and directs her head over the bucket of puke.
Yes.
As she looks into the puke, it starts to ripple.
Yes.
And we see images appear. And we zoom in on that bucket of puke, and then we flash. It takes us back to a restaurant, and we see a restaurant. We see a couple, mad. You can tell they're crazy in love, and they're having a lovely dinner and chatting away. And then the camera tracks back to reveal our hero by the name of
Gerald.
Gerald, in behind a bush, watching the couple. So, darling, are you excited about the wedding?
Oh, darling, I'm so excited about the wedding.
Great.
I can't wait to marry you.
And that horribly ugly fellow who kept bothering us and said you went to school together or something.
We did.
He won't be a problem, will he?
No, don't worry, darling. I've told him that you're the love of my life and you're the only man I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, and
Look at your beautiful eyes.
Monsieur,
my eyes only reflect the beauty. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you in the middle of a beautiful statement, monsieur, but that sweating ugly man in the bush asked me to give you this note.
Oh. Well.
Oh, it says...
I can open it if you
to
wish.
To the happy couple, but it looks like it was scrawled in blood and furious rage.
Tears. Yes. And snot on it as well.
Okay, I might as well open it up. And as the couple read the note, the voiceover is the voice of Gerald reading the note.
To the happy couple, I want you to know that even though I've always, always loved you, that and not you, Tim, Audrey.
Oh.
I've always been in love with Audrey.
I was confused about that, Audrey.
No,
I was never sure about that one either, but now I guess that's sorted out.
Okay. Listen. Can't help but feel a little left out of
this. What are you still doing here?
I'm sorry, monsieur.
Fetch our mains.
Oui, monsieur.
Okay. Okay, I'll continue reading.
Please, darling. I do love your voice.
Okay. Oh, I shall read.
Not you, Tim.
Audrey.
It's always been Audrey I've been in love with. I want you to know I hold you both in the utmost respect. However, I cannot give my heart. I can only give my thoughts and my hopes for you. But my heart will always be yours, Audrey.
Well, that was quite a nice sentiment there, but...
Tim, you should just rot and die.
Oh, I didn't see the PS there. I was going to say it's...
That's very small writing.
It would be nice if it wasn't... as if he was holding the pen in his fist. And the ink was some sort of blood. It would. Are you sure there's nothing to worry about, Audrey?
No, of course there's nothing to worry about. We are going to have a lovely, lovely wedding.
Seems like he's come to terms with his future of loneliness.
He sounds like a perfectly sane man.
Wait, did that waiter say he was in the bushes over there?
Bloody old Gerald! Give us a minute of peace!
Gerald, go away!
I love you, Audrey. Oh, Tim, I respect you, but I hate you.
It was a long time ago what we had. It's over.
I'm just going to fling cutlery at him until he goes away.
Oh, it's spoon.
And then the camera pulls out of the bucket of puke and we go back to the room of the witch doctor.
That's extraordinary.
Good familiar.
Well, that explains why you've got puke in your hair.
Yes.
Yes, that's just one of the hazards of the job, I guess. I've learned so much.
It's the reason I keep her. She is a... what we call a channeler.
Wow.
She can channel from you, from your deepest desires, produced by your puke, the deepest down of all biles within you.
And let's not forget the chiropractor and the work that I'm very good at.
You're very good at that.
Well, it's amazing. I'd never even have told you my problem. You just discovered it for yourself.
Yes.
And you even managed to get my inner monologue, which sounded much more posh than I do.
Question nothing. Know everything.
Oh, question nothing, know everything. You're so smart.
I know.
It's amazing.
Smartest man in the room.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Tim's a shit. I don't care what. Don't care what Audrey says. Yes. I'm better for her than Tim is.
Clearly, you ragged northern man, you.
Yes.
You're everything that woman of taste, beauty, refinement, and wealth could desire.
Absolutely right. That's what I believe as well.
You have two choices, Gerald. On one count, you could take the honourable choice and shoot yourself, leaving Tim and Audrey to a lifetime of deserved happiness.
Oh, okay.
Or I could give you this vial of liquid. If you drink it, your deepest desire will come true, but at a tremendous cost to all those.
The suspense is absolutely killing me. Is this the kind of drama you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now you understand.
Or then the doctor puts a gun on the table and the vial.
Yes.
And then he turns away and takes his familiar and begins to walk out the room.
Come, familiar.
Do we have to leave for this part? Because yes. I kind of want to see where this goes. Okay. All right.
We've got the two-way mirror, familiar.
Well, it's not much choice. Either I'm dead or everyone else is unhappy. Look, I deserve some happiness, don't I? I mean, I'm a basic human being. I just want some goodness in this life.
Cut to the wedding. Audrey.
Yes,
and
darling.
And with that, I promise to you to always cherish and to hold and to worship the ground you walk on. As if I was a brain-dead zombie, I will follow you till the ends of the earth and follow your every word.
You know that's all I've ever wanted.
I'm in the middle of my vows. Do you mind? And and vow.
So now that we're married, you're not going to interrupt me anymore, are you, darling?
I've actually not given you the rings yet.
We're in the middle of the ceremony.
Yes. Do you, Audrey, take Tim?
This marriage is bound to work.
This is
going great so far.
Yes. There's nothing incompetent about this wedding. Now.
Get on with it, Audrey. Priest.
This is your job, not ours.
Audrey, repeat after me.
Yes.
I, Audrey.
Oh,
Yes, I, Andre.
Take your Tim.
Take your Tim.
To be my lawfully.
To be my lovely.
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 Lovable.
Lovely, lovable.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
Husband.
Husband.
Come my God!
That's it. Full stop.
That man at the back. What's he doing?
Don't don't marry him. Look, I'm just gonna drink this. Okay.
Gerald, what are you doing?
He just drank.
I don't know what that means. It doesn't really matter. Shall we carry on with him?
Yes, let's carry on. I drank the wrong shot. Sorry, that was tequila. Hang on. I've got it here.
It's an open bar. You weren't invited, Gerald.
Cedric?
I can't remember.
My name's Gerald. Tim.
It was Gerald.
This is why I don't like you, Tim.
He's got a vial in his hand.
Yes, I've decided. I'm ready for happiness, even if it's at the cost of others. Oh, that tastes horrible. Oh, it tastes like tea leaves and vomit.
Whatever, Audrey, anyway, let's get on with this wedding, shall we? And I... Give me my lines, priest.
Do you, Tim?
I do, Tim.
Do you take Audrey?
Do I take Audrey?
You, Tim, take Audrey? Do you want to marry her?
No! What? What? Wait, no, I didn't mean to say no. What I meant to say was no! What?
Why do I keep saying that?
What's happening?
No, of course!
What's going on? I'm feeling quite faint.
No, I don't want to marry her. In fact, I hate the sight of her. In fact, give me your scepter, priest, because that's something priests carry. I'm going to stab myself.
Orthodox wedding.
I'm going to do an honourable thing and kill myself.
I love you.
Not with the cross.
I love you too, but I don't think I can marry you.
Why?
I know. I don't understand myself,
look
but here goes.
Look into my eyes, Tim.
Oh, there's so much blood.
I love you, Audrey, but I don't want to marry you.
You too.
Oh, my word. What? I didn't mean for no one to get murdered. This is quite a conflict. Look, Audrey, you got to believe me. I didn't mean nothing, but I didn't...
You did this? You've ruined my life.
And her frown slowly turns into a smile.
Gerald? You're here.
Audrey, you're looking at me very funny.
I just feel like it's been so long since we've seen each other.
Thud. We hear a thud, and then we see from underneath her dress, a heart rolls out, and her heart has fallen out of her body.
Oh my God.
And suddenly her face goes pale, her skin begins to get extra veiny and a tint of green, and then she looks at Gerald drooling with a stupid grin on her face.
Oh no, Audrey. There's no light in your eyes anymore.
Of course there is. You're the light in my eyes now, Gerald.
Oh, Audrey, no, this isn't what I wanted.
You're here now. Carry on with the ceremony.
Well, I mean, I've already been paid, so do you, Audrey, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I'm so hungry. I'm suddenly very, very hungry.
I say, if you just step back away from the altar.
Get back. Audrey, stop reaching for him.
You look delicious. I don't know what's
And then the priest spills the holy water, pushes it over in a panic, and it goes on her, and it starts to melt her flesh.
No! Audrey!
My beautiful, veiny, white skin! Oh!
No, she's melting! No! Audrey!
I'm melting!
She cries and she falls, and there's just the wedding dress on the floor with green blood soaked.
Audrey, no. I only ever wanted some happiness. I can't deny I wanted you to tell me you loved me. I didn't want Tim around anymore. I just didn't want this.
And as he talks, the camera zooms in on his face right up close, and he carries on talking. He's clearly gone insane. Something's cracked in his brain. And then the camera zooms back out, and we see him in his living room. It's a complete state. There's not been cleaned for months, and there's a jar with Audrey's heart in it on his table, still beating, and he's just talking wildly at that. and he's just completely lost it.
And the camera keeps panning out and out and out and out and lifts up and out of the bowl of sick with tea leaves floating within it.
And you see the doctor and the familiar.
Yes. Well, I think that went rather well.
It did. Well done, familiar.
Job well done again.
I love you, familiar.
Really?
Yes. Gratuitous sex scene. And end.
Credits.
All right, that was amazing. This was pre-Hollywood, like that ruling in Hollywood where you couldn't like have couples in bed. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
this is pre-like, you know.
Yeah, that was actually a caption on the screen, gratuitous sex scene. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming, Dead Drunk Detective Podcast.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Go and
it's absolute pleasure. You guys were awesome. Go find that podcast on iTunes, a podcast app, obviously, or on podcastadventures.com, where Ed Farger's podcast network has a multitude of various incredible podcasts you can listen to, including Ed and Friends.
Yay! Which Talala's been on.
Yeah, I've been on. And the Sketch Please.
Yes.
Which I've also been on. And one of you has been on it. No, not yet.
No. Okay. We haven't had one of the delights of Dead Drunk Detective is that we're working with all kinds of new people. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with Mark and Kate. And we are performing Dead Drunk Detective live at the Actors Temple tomorrow. That's the 15th of October at in Warren Street. And again on the 22nd of October. And you can pick up the podcast every Monday. There's a new one. So from there on, you can pick up the podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and podcastadventures.com. Thank you.
Podcastadventures.com. I really recommend that. Fantastic. Kate, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
I still want to be filled in about what happened earlier, but that's fine. We'll go. Let's go have a pint.
We'll do it on the green sofas. It's fine.
Well, no, we won't, Mark, because it's time for me to stuff you in this water tank, dude.
No,
sorry. In you get. No, sorry, mate. I hate you. I don't forget. I forever fucking hate you. There, lock.
I mean, it sounds mean, but I just feel like he deserved that. I don't know why.
He does, Kate, and I'll tell you why over a drink.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Ed will go grab a drink.
Sounds good.
Ed, thanks for bringing the crew down.
Oh,
pleasure. Big up yourself, man. All right, that's it, guys. That's been the Lil Show for another week. We're going to leave you some more Richard Cheese. This is Shake It Off by Richard Cheese. And it just, for me to say, you know, love each other, smile, be happy, find the positive, and take care, guys. Lil Show out. Peace.
Yes, I'm drinking. And now I'm singing. What? What?
Here's a song just for Taylor Swift from me, Richard Cheese Swift. Mazel tov. I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.